Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Siman Reish Pei Dalet. We're at the end of page Samech Beis. We're about to turn on to page 124. Siman Reish Pei Dalet is Dinei Haftorah uBirchoseh, the halachas of the Haftorah and the Brachos. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Maftirin ben Novi me'inyona shel Parsha. We read a Haftorah from the Novi, from the topic that the parsha was about. The ein pochasin mechof aleph psukim. We don't read a haftorah less than 21 psukim. Ela im kein solik in yono bebotzir mehochi. Unless the topic ends in less than 21 psukim. Kegon oloseichem sefu al zivchechem. That is an example of a haftorah that ends with the topic less than 21 psukim, and that is the haftorah of Parshas Tzav. The Rama says, V'davka b'Shabbos b'inon chof al psukim. It's specifically on Shabbos that the Haftorah requires 21 psukim. Shlosha psukim l'kol echa menakruim. It's 3 psukim corresponding to the 7 aliyos. 3 times 7 is 21. Aval b'yom tov shekoren chamisha b'riad yontov. As we know, there are 5 aliyos. Sagi b'tesva psukim. It's enough for the Haftorah to be 15 psukim. Hu adin on a tainus, even though we have a set Haftorah, but theoretically on a tainus, at Mincha, we'll read after, there are only 3 aliyahs, you'd only have to have 9 psukim. Says the Rama Vaiter, V'loniska na haftorah rak b'tzibur achar shekaru b'tayra. The takana of reading haftorah was specifically in a tzibur after they read from the Sefer Torah. Ava balav hochi, but if they did not read from the Sefer Torah first, aser likros im habrachos shelefaneu lacharei, you cannot read the haftorah with the brachos before and afterwards. Ava below brachos shari, without a brach, of course, you want to read from the Navi, you're allowed to read from the Navi, but to read from a Navi with the brachos before and afterwards, that is not allowed unless it comes after Kriyas HaTorah. Let's see the Mishavura now, Sivkotan Aleph. So the Mechaber said that we are maftirin b'novi menyeno shel parsha, kosav halavush, tomati al shelo ra'isi nohagim lichtov haftoros kidin sefer. I am surprised at that which people are nohig to write the haftoros without the din of a sefer. Ki hoya nirali she'en yotzin klal b'kriyas haftorah b'chumoshim anitfasim. It would appear to me, says the Levush, that you're not yotze the reading of the haftorah if you're reading it from a printed chumash. Kevan she'en nechtovin b'chol hilchos ha-sefer Torah u'megillah. Since it is not written following the laws of writing a sefer Torah and writing a Megillah. So the Levush speaks very strongly against reading the haftorah not from a klaf. It's supposed to be from a klaf. Via Tazamog and Avram Yishua Minog, the Tazamog and Avram answer up our Minog, Usvirlu, and they hold, the Afshahu Ayyade the Fus, even though it's through a printer, the Gamal Hanir, and it's also on paper, Vishalobek Lila, it's not rolled up. Mutter le'inyan zeh. It is still mutter for the haftorah. Umikomakom das the Magen Avram. But still, the opinion of the Magen Avram is the tzorech likros haftorah mitoch novi shalem hanitfas. You must read the haftorah, says the Magen Avram, even if you don't have a scroll, you don't have a cloth of a novi. You still must read the haftorah from a complete novi that is printed. V'lo mitoch haftorah levad hanitpeses b'chumish, and not to read from a regular chumish, the haftorah that is printed there. You have to read it from a complete novi. If you look at the Shaar Tzion Ozbeis, he writes, the after the prima godim kos of Tanakh. Even though the Prima Gadon writes, you have to read it from a Tanakh, lav dafkahu. It doesn't really mean you have to read it from a Tanakh, it means you have to read it from a full Navi. You shouldn't be reading it just from a Chumash where the Haftorah is printed at the end. V'chein gam kein das el Yerabba, this is also the opinion of the El Yerabba. Ayin Shom, umikom makom, still, says the Chavetz Chaim, im ein lohem rak haftorah nitpeses b'chumish, if all you have is a haftorah that is printed in the chumish, yesh lismoch lohakel, you can rely and go lenient and read it from there, shelo levatel kriyas haftorah, in order not to mevatel the reading of the haftorah, ach lechatchilo bevadai. But the best way for sure is roi v'nochon shia l'chol tzibur neviyam shenachtorim v'klath kadin. Every tzibur should ideally have the neviyam written on a cloth the proper way. Sha'oz gam ha-shemos nechtovim b'kedusha. Then the shemos of Hashem are also written b'kedusha. Ma'she'en kin kishu al-aniyar ha-nitfas, which is not the case when it's just on a printed paper. Ayin b'al-yirabu. V'chein hinig hagro b'kehilaso, so too the gro is no like in his kehila to have a cloth. V'kaes nispashet zeh b'har b'kehilas Yisrael v'ashrei chelkom. And now it has evolved in many places in Klal Yisrael to have a cloth and praiseworthy is their chelik. Summary of this mishavur over here, clearly the ideal way, the Levush speaks very strongly, is you have to have a cloth of each Navi and read it not from a cloth. If you don't have that, you should at least read it from a complete Navi, not to read it just from a Chumash. If you have no other choice, then you can read it from a Chumash. There is an interesting note in the back of the Sefer from the Chazon Ish, and that is on page 20, bottom right. V'achazonish kosav, shim ein la tzibur Navi miklaf. If the tzibur does not have a Navi on a cloth, Ein hevdel im koren ben navi shalom ubuchumish. Unlike we just saw clearly in the Mishabura, the Chazon Ish says once you're outside the realm of klaf, it does not matter whether you're reading it from a whole navi or from a chumish. Shalom nikra sefer shalom eloka shenikra begalila. It's only called a sefer shalom if it's in a scroll. Avalokish adbikim es hadapim v'tofrim osam mekuntras. But not stam. They put a navi together that's printed. Says the Chazon Ish, that doesn't count, that's like a chumash. So the Chafetz Chaim says very clearly that it would be better to read it from a whole Navi over a chumash, and the Chazon Ish says it's either a klaf or it doesn't matter what you do. It could be a chumash, it could be a whole Navi, it doesn't matter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitosef Katan Beis. Banavi, we turn to page 124. V'atam, the reason that we read the Haftorah in the first place, where does that come from? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Mipnei Shepam Achas Gozru Gzeira Al Yisrael Shelo Yasku B'Torah. Because at one time in history there was a Gzeira on Klai Yisrael, they're not allowed to be Osek in Torah. V'koru B'Neviim Shiva Uberichu Aleim. And therefore, since they were not allowed to read from the Sefer Torah, in its stead, they read from a Navi, seven Aliyos, and they made a Bracha on it. K'neged HaShiva Sheyutzrichim Lalos V'likros V'Torah, corresponding to the seven Aliyos they should really have in the Sefer Torah. They couldn't do that, so they did seven Aliyos by the Navi. V'lo hayu koren im kol echad pachos mishlosh psukim. And they did not read for each Aliyah less than three psukim. V'harei ben kulam chof ale psukim. So it turns out that they were reading every week 21 psukim. Lekach, therefore, afa pisha gzeira batla. Even though since then, Baruch Hashem, the gzeira has been nullified. Min haga lo batel, but that minhag of reading from the Navi, 21 psukim, was not canceled. U'mishum hachi tiknu shamaftir yikra banavi lo pachos mechof ale psukim. And therefore, there was a takana that the maftir should read from the Navi no less than 21 psukim. V'yehe korei batora Tchila, and as we discussed the last couple of nights, you should read from the Sefer Torah first. Mipnei Kavarat Torah. For Kavarat Torah, it shouldn't be that some are reading from the Torah, some are reading from the Navi, and the Navi is equal to the Torah. So whoever is going to read the Haftorah from the Navi first reads from the Sefer Torah, the Maftir. Kamosha Gasadnu B'Simin Reish Pei Beis B'Mishabura Sivkoton Chof Ches. V'Yavarech HaMaftir Sheva Brachos. The person who gets Maftir makes seven brachos altogether. Where do we see seven brachos? Tahainu shtei brachos shemavarech hamatir al haTorah lefaneu lachareha. Number one and two is the aliyah he gets of matir from the Sefer Torah, one bracha before, one bracha afterwards. The achas al hanavi lefaneha, and there's one bracha on the navi before you begin the haftorah. The arba lachareha, and there are four more after the haftorah. Keneged shiva shekar b'torah. So there are seven aliyos that the maftir makes, two on the Sefer Torah, five on the Navi, corresponding to the seven aliyos that are called up to the Torah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitosef Katan Gimel. We said in the Ramah that the whole takana of the haftorah is only in the tzibur after they read from the Torah. Ava belav hochi kigon shelo hayo lahem sefer Torah likros ba. If there was no sefer Torah, they do not read the haftorah with the brachos. Vim karu b'sefer Torah v'nimseis achar akriyah shipsula. Let's say they leaned from the sefer Torah and they realize after the leaning that the sefer Torah is pasul. Afilu hochi maftirin achareha. They can still read the haftorah afterwards. Umevarchin abrachos lefaneu lachareha. They can make the brachos before and after the haftorah. L'maisa they leaned, even though the leaning was from the sefer Torah pasul, that is still okay. The ayin b'bra halacha. Im ein eruv sheyicholim lahavi hanavi or chumash beis hakneses lahaftir. Let's say there's no eruv and the navi or the chumash is somewhere else and they can't get it to the shul to read the haftorah. Holchin asara umaftirin bebayis shemunach sham. So 10 people from the shul will leave the shul and go to the house to read the haftorah in the house where the sefer, where the chumash, the navi is located. Ubebirchas haftorah gamkin. They could also make the brachos. Tahare mikol mokom karu batorah tchila. L'maisa, they did read from the sefer Torah first. Even though it wasn't in the same place, Lamaisa, they did read from the Sefer Torah first, so they can go now to the other house and read the Haftorah with the Brachos. I'd like to point out two Bir Halachas over here. Number one is, we're on page 124. The first one, Devar Maskal Rak B'Tzibur. We said the Takana of reading the Haftorah is only B'Tzibur. V'mischilu Haftorah B'Asara. Let's say you started reading the Haftorah, you had 10 people there, and then in the middle of the Yotzu Miktsasa and some people left, Afilu Hachi Mutter Lagamra in Berchosel, you are allowed to finish it up, including the Brachos afterwards. Avalim Yotzu Miktsasa and Kodem Sheeschilu Haftorah, but if some people left before they started reading the Haftorah, Avshe Be'ez Kriyas HaTorah Hoyu Asara Em Haftirin. Even if you had 10 people there for Kriyas HaTorah, that does not allow you to read the Haftorah if you don't have a minion. You have to have a minion when you start the Haftorah. Note number 15 in the back of the Sefer, we're not going to read it, but it points out that starting the Haftorah means you start in the Brachos. You don't have to actually start the Haftorah, but if you just laned with 10 and you lost your minion, you can't read the Haftorah. Once you started the Haftorah or even the Bracha before with the minion and some left, you are allowed to complete it. The Haftorah of the Navi is considered a separate inyan than Kriyas HaTorah. One more Bir Halacha, the next one, Avabalal Hochi. We said the Takana of the Haftorah is only B'tzibur and only after you read from the Sefer Torah. If not, you are not allowed to read the Haftorah with the Brachos. Says the Bir Halacha, the Afal Pish it's interesting because we just saw the Mishabura, the whole Takana, that whole reason why the Haftorah started is when we weren't reading from the Sefer Torah, so in place of the Sefer Torah, read from the Navi. And now we see the Halacha flipped around. You only read from the Navi if you also read from the Sefer Torah. So it's a little interesting. So it says the Bir Halacha, even though the beginning of the Takana was to read it instead of the Sefer Torah, Kemoshe Gasati v'Mishabura, but Achshav Chenis Batla Hagzera. Now that the Gzera against learning Torah was Batal, Lo Tiknu Levarech Al Haftorah Kiyem Achar Kriyas Sefer Torah. Says the Prima Gadim, the new Takana of continuing to read from the Haftorah only applies after laning. So only if you lane from a regular Sefer Torah, then you can lane the Haftorah with the Brachos. Otherwise, you cannot lane the Haftorah with the Brachos. You want to lane Haftorah, Gazinta, hey, that's fine. You're just reading Pesukim from the Navi, but you can't say the Brachos. Says the Mechaber, Vaiter Sebez. Imchol Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos. So it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Ein HaMaftir Maskir Shor Rosh Chodesh Klal. The Maftir does not make any mention of Rosh Chodesh. The Yesh Omrim, and there are those who say, She'af Alpi She'enu Maskir B'Chasima Shor Rosh Chodesh. That even though it's true, he will not mention the chasima of the bracha, anything about Rosh Chodesh, but maskir and also besocha bracha. But you do mention Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the bracha. Sha'omer that you say, es yom ha-manoach hazeh, ves yom Rosh Chodesh hazeh. So you'll mention yom ha-manoach, which is Shabbos, and yom Rosh HaChodesh, which is Rosh Chodesh, and that's what some say, but as we know, we don't do that. Ve'aminok is svara ha-rishona, the minok is like the first svara, that when we lay in the Haftorah on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, it's only brachos about Shabbos, there is no mention of Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Dalet, Eina Maftir. The Maftir does not mention Rosh Chodesh. Why is that? The Ilmole Shabbos. If not for Shabbos, ain't Navi Rosh Chodesh. There is no Navi, there's no Haftorah on Rosh Chodesh. Ukriyas HaNavi Hurak Mishum Shabbos. The Haftorah is coming only for Shabbos, and therefore you only mention Shabbos, you do not mention Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mechaber Vaiters of Gimel, Tzorech Lechavin Lebirchos HaKorin BaTorah Ulebirchos HaMaftir. One should be Mechavin for the Brachos that are being said by the Kriyas HaTorah, and by the Brachos of the Maftir by the Haftorah, V'yana Achareim Amen, and he should answer afterwards, Amen. V'yalu lo, and they will count for him. Lahashlim minyan mea brachos shechiser minyana b'Shabbos. He'll be mashlim his mea brachos. We know that on Shabbos we daven a smaller Shmona Esrei, and we miss out on some brachos. We want to get to 100. So if you're mechavin during the brachos of laning after Torah, that will count towards your 100 brachos, and you answer Amen. Says the Mishaburah Sekaton Hey Tzarach lechavin v'alkein hamitzvah al ha'olim. Therefore, it is the mitzvah on those who get called up to the Torah, they should make their brachos out loud, so everyone should be able to hear them, answer Amen, and they can chop that bracha. Sipkaton Vav, they should answer Acharem Amen, Da'al Yidei Anias Amen. Through the answering of Amen, Choshev Ki'ilu Hayamavarech La'atzmo, it's considered as if they made the bracha themselves. Now there's a very important note over here, note number 11. Probably some people are wondering this. Says note 11, V'avsha b'chol ha-brachos, kosev ha-shulchan aruch le'el, we learned in the Mechaber earlier, by all brachos, and the Mishavura, she'yotze yedechova gam kishalo ono amen. It's a gewaldic to answer amen, it's a very big inyan. But it does not affect your bracha, you're still yotze the bracha, if you heard the bracha without answering amen. So why are we saying over here they have to answer amen? Da yidei anias amen, then as kiyu you made the bracha. We hold you don't have to answer amen. So kfar kfasvu aprina godim varikiv eger shebirchos elu below shiyana aleam amen lo yalu lo lahashlamas me brachos. Here it's different. You want it to count for your 100 brachos, you must answer amen. What's the chiluk? Ubetam adover kosu. They write the reason. Shebechol habracho shechayev levarich. Any bracha that you are chayev to make. Kegon kisherotze lachnis dover machal apiv. You want to put some food in your mouth, you're chayev a bracha. O rotze lehis atev patalis, and you want to put on your talis, you're chayev in a bracha. So meachar sheyochol levarich gam baatzmo. Since you could make the bracha on your own just as well. Lachen kisheshomeas habracha meachar. Therefore, when you hear the bracha from someone else, nechshav midin shomea kona kibisha birach baatzmo. So through the rules of Shomea Kona, hearing is like saying, it's Kilu, you said the bracha yourself. I'm eating an apple, my friend's eating an apple, he makes a bar praise, I hear it. It's Kilu, I made the bar praise, I don't need to answer amen. Afim lo ono amen. There's an inyan to answer amen, but it's Shomea Kona, it's Kilu, I made the bracha, even if I don't answer amen. Why? Because I require that bracha. Ach. Bebirchas haTorah v'haHaftorah, but when it comes to the brachos on the laning and haftorah, kevan she'enu yochol levarich ba'asmo, you can't make the brachos on your own. Sherei enu olah Torah, you didn't get the aliyah, you can't just make a bracha of birchas haTorah. It's not your bracha. Lachain, therefore, say the achronim in enu ona amen. If you will not answer amen in this case, ein shmiyaso nechsheves kilu berich. So you're listening to it will not count as if you made the bracha. Avakesha ona amen, but when you answer amen, nechshev kemisha berich ba'asmo, consider you made the bracha yourself, and then it counts towards your ashlam of the mea brachos. Very nice chiluk that when you're chayv in the bracha, you're being yotzei through shomea ka'one, you do not need to answer amen. But over here, the bracha has no shaychus to you. You can't make this bracha if you wanted to. You're just tapping into his bracha, so meila, there you require an amen. If you skip one little paragraph, he writes, very interesting. Halacha l'maisa, v'lomer al birchas haftorah baruchu v'ruch shmo. Should one answer baruchu v'ruch shmo when he's listening to the brachos of the haftorah? Kishim mechavim behen la'ashlamas ha'mei brachos. You wanted to count for your 100 brachos. Can you answer baruchu v'ruch shmo? So the ha'elef ha'mogin, right? She'yochol lanos. You are allowed to say the answer of baruchu v'ruch shmo. Ve'eino nechshav lehefsek. It's not considered a hefsek. Me'idach on the other hand, Ruchai Kineski says, shelo yomar baruchu v'ruch shmo al birchas haftorah. You should not answer Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmo. The general rule is when you're being Yotzei with a bracha, you don't answer in the middle and interrupt and say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmo. Normally it's because of Shomea Ka'ona, it's like you're saying the bracha. Here it's not because you have the Amen afterwards. That's why it's a machlokas whether you should or should not answer Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmo. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, we're in Sif Katan Vav. We said you should answer amen, just going back to Ayidei Anias amen, through answering amen. Choshev Ki'ilu Hayim Mavarech L'Atzmo, it's considered like you made the bracha yourself. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter, Ein Lanos Amen Achar Emes Vatzedek She'omen Bebirachos She'achar Haftorah. Don't answer Amen after the part of the bracha of Emes Vatzedek that we say after the Haftorah. She'ein Zeh Siyem Bracha, that's not the end of the bracha. V'chein Ein Lanos Amen Achar HaNe'morim Be'emes. And also before the Haftorah, do not answer Amen by the words Ne'morim Be'emes. She'ne'mar Bebracha She'lefnei Haftorah. Tezeu Gamkein Bracha Achas Ima She'omer Achar Kach Bracha To Hashem HaBoche Bat. Torah, it's really one bracha with what comes afterwards, so you should not answer amen. Tezui chasimasa, that is the end of the bracha. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Dalid. Katan yochol lahaftir. The Mechaber says that a katan is able to read the Haftorah. The Rama says, v'im koru lamaftir. They called up to maftir, mi she'ene yodea lomar Haftorah, a person who doesn't know how to read the Haftorah. So yochol acher la'omra, someone else can read the Haftorah. Aval l'chachila atzer la'asaskin. L'chachila, you shouldn't do that. Very important sif. The Mechaber says a katan can be called up for maftir. The Rama says, if you called up to maftir, someone who comes for the Aliyah of Maftir and he's supposed to do the Haftorah, but he doesn't know how to do the Haftorah, someone else can take over and do just the Haftorah. That's not l'chalchila, but it is allowed. A person gets called up for Maftir, he doesn't chap that includes the Haftorah. Now they say, okay, you got the Haftorah, he doesn't know how to read it. not a problem, someone else can fill in, not the best way, but it's fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yosef Katan Zayin, Mi Sheino Yodea. Hainu, that means to say, Shekara Mitzchila HaKatan Bator L'Shem Aftir. They called up a Katan, first the Torah from Aftir. Then they realize this little kid doesn't know how to read the Haftorah. V'chein b'gadol, and so too by a gadol. Ki agavna, similar case. They realize he doesn't know how to read. So yochol acher lomar Haftorah u'birchoseh. Someone else can pinch it. He can come in. He can read the Haftorah with the brachos. The avshe tiknu shamaftir yikra b'atorah tchila b'bnei kavra teira. Even though they were misaking that the one that's going to read the Haftorah from the Navi should first read the maftir from the Chumash because of kavra teira. Mikomokom b'dievet amrinan shegam b'zeh yikra kavra teira. We'll say b'dievet in this case, even if two different people do it, it's still Kavra Torah. Why? Shenikar Adover, it's recognizable. Shekaru Batorah Batchilu Shem Aftir. They called someone up for an Aliyah of Maftir. Why? Because he was supposed to really read from the Navi. So even if he's not the one reading it, that whole Aliyah was because someone's going to read from the Navi. So that itself is enough to be considered Kavra Torah. Sharehivsik Bekadish Mikodem. And then we were Masik with Kadish before this Aliyah. So before the Maftir, we were Masik Bekadish. Now we had a special Aliyah for the Haftar. Torah. It's not the same guy. Okay, but it's still Kavra Torah because it was still a special Aliyah that was designated for the Haftorah. V'aprim Megadim Kassel, the Prim Megadim writes, De'im yochol al-kopanem lo'man milu b'milu k'shemakrinoso. If the person who got the maftir could at least read the Haftorah word for word if someone is feeding it to him, tov yoser shehu ba'atzmo. It would be better if he himself, shekara ba'toyro l'shem maftir, if he read from the Torah first a maftir, yomar achakach Haftorah b'rchoseh gamkin. So if you're able to just read it to him very slowly and I'll read it afterwards, that is better. It is definitely more l'chadchila for the one who read maftir to read the Haftorah, but it is not ma'akev, and we're still mekayim the kavrat Torah of having the aliyah of maftir specially there for the Haftorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayikras of Katan Ches, aval l'chadchila, this is not what should be done. Hainu, she'ein korin l'maftir mi shelo yeda achakach lichros Haftorah gamkein. Do not call up for maftir someone who is not going to be able to read the Haftorah afterwards. Ubizmanenu, very important point that Mishnah Berurah says here, and nowadays, Shahaminog bikam makomos, that the minog in many places is lichtov neviyam al klaf, like we saw before in the Mishnah Berurah, that the neviyam are written on a klaf. Ubiglila k'sefer Torah, and they're written in a scroll that's rolled up like a sefer Torah. V'im kein, and if so, hakorei banavi umotzi kol hatzibur k'kriya sefer Torah. And there's a balkorei that reads the Navi every week, just like there's a balkorei who reads the sefer Torah. So there's a set person that reads and is motzi the whole tzibur in his reading from the Navi, like the sefer Torah. V'lochein, therefore, afilu lechatchilu mutter likros lemaftir, afilu mi she'en yodea likros banavi batzmo. So then, you don't have to read the Haftorah. You could perfectly find to be calling out someone from Maftir who does not need to know how to read the Haftorah. He just has to know how to read the Brachos, as we're going to say right now. To who Yomar Kala Brachos, the one who got Maftir will just read the Brachos, like we do. The same way you get a regular Aliyah, the person who gets Aliyah says the Brachos, someone else lanes. So for the Haftorah also, it's written from a cloth. Normally you have someone who prepares and he's reading it. So you can also make the Brachos, the one who gets the Maftir says the Brachos of Maftir. He says the brachos from the Haftorah, and the same way there's a balkori who's leading the parsha from the Torah, that same balkori or a different balkori will be able to read the Haftorah from the klaf, and therefore we don't have to worry about him knowing how to read the Haftorah. He can just read the brachos. Someone else will read the Haftorah. We'll stop here and continue tomorrow. Emir Hashem with Siv Hey.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.